I'll take that, because at 4-2 down with about 10 minutes to go, it looked like we were going out of the competition. And that would have been bitterly disappointing, especially having one setback this year from a team from a lower league. I just thought, particularly in the second half, the amount of chances that were created and we didn't score, it looked like it wasn't going to be our day. But defensively today, I thought that we let some really soft goals in. And we got off to a great start in the first half, going 1-0 up in 5 minutes. And I thought some of our football in the first half in particular was very good. But I'm just pleased to have another crack at it.
Yeah, Tuesday night comes around, doesn't it? All too quickly. You swapped the teams around today, Steve. Was that just to give some of the fringe players a bit of a run? And obviously with Mike Williams coming back, give him a 90-minute blowout?
No, we were forced into obviously changing Lee today, because he got held up in traffic on the way here today, which was a bit unfortunate. But we looked at things. I watched these last week, and I looked at the side for today, and the side that we went with was the side that we felt was the strongest to get us through the tie. But I just felt that every time they went forward in the first half, they looked like they were going to cut through us and score.
Must have been, you changed things around and you brought Vaughan on and took Briscoe off. And that seemed to give it a little bit more solidity in the middle of the back four.
Well, that was the idea. Michael just seemed to be struggling a little bit. And I thought Luke was as well, to be fair. And obviously with Tom sort of filling in at right back, we got Lee on. We weren't going to hang about. We made that decision to put him on. And like you say, I thought we looked to start to look more of a defensive unit then. But Briss has done great this season, and he understands that we made a change tactically today. But we'll have a look at things again on Monday when we get in, and what the best way to go of trying to beat Vauxhall on Tuesday night.
Yeah, saying the goal scorer as well, Jamil Matt, wonderful finish in the first half. And Nick Wright, great composure to take the penalty right at the death.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on at that stage of the game to get a penalty. I mean, it was a definite penalty. They were obviously moaning for that, and the lad found himself getting sent off. But I thought it was a good penalty. And as I say, it's never easy taking a penalty anyway, but to take one in the last kick of a game, and he's obviously given us a lifeline to get through on Tuesday. But I did feel really that some of the chances that we've created today, we really should have put them to bed.
Historically, Steve, the last time Harriers played Vauxhall Motors, 4-4 draw. They say the Gary's told everybody in the dressing room that last time that happened, Harriers went on to win the replay and then ended up, after taking out one of your former clubs, Northwich, in the semi-final, to reach Wembley.
Well, if that's an omen for today, then I'll accept that all day long, because that would be really nice. But no, it's a competition that I want to, we want to try and get all the way if we can, and hopefully, like you say, if that's an omen. But it is strange how things in football throw up things like that. So, but if that's the case, then we'd take that all day long.